Today's episode is brought to you by Clorox. When it counts, trust Clorox.
Hey, Rachel, we're about to start the show. What are you doing?
I'm busy here, guys. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Wow, looks like somebody got the Clorox out.
Yes. Well, obviously, I trust Clorox. I know I can count on Clorox disinfecting products to give myself and my family the best home we deserve. And trust me, guys, nowadays, I just feel like I go from one side of the apartment to the other with wipe and bleach in hand. I think it's the best way for me to keep this apartment 99.9% germ-free. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And by the way, I have to state something for the record. I'm about to join the vieja bata frenzy because I get it now. I get it why they wear batas. You need those deep pockets to put, you know, the tissues, the wipes, everything you need to whip out like a super mama. You know what I'm saying? That's why I need a deep pocket so I can put my cleaning materials in the pocket.
Ah. Well, what are your mixing methods in terms of Clorox and water when you do your cleaning?
I'm so glad you asked, Frank. All you have to do is mix a 1/3 cup of Clorox regular bleach with 1 gallon of water. And when used as directed on hard non-porous surfaces, it kills 99% of the germs and bacteria on a variety of surfaces.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yes,
a lot of germs.
I know I can count on Clorox disinfecting products to give myself and my family the best home we deserve.
Dad, you're making me want to clean now, girl.
Well, Jamie, when it counts, trust Clorox.
What's up, LOLeros? We have a new segment brought to you by Half Brothers, an upcoming comedy from Focus Features. The film really has a great message about family. And today, I'm interviewing a very young member of my family, my little nephew, Jeremy. Welcome to the podcast, Jeremy.
Podcasts are boring. Is this what you do all the time now that you're unemployed, Uncle Jamie?
Who told you that?
My mom.
Tell my sister, your mother, that I am not unemployed. I got a lot of side jobs, financial opportunities, and non-illegal business activities that I've been busy with.
I'm not going to remember all that.
Well, just tell her that your Uncle Jamie out here making big money. No, don't tell her that. I actually owe her money.
How long is this going to last? I want to go back to playing Fortnite. Yesterday, I was playing Full Send and cracked one of my enemies, and this dude just started turtling the rest of the game. He's lucky I didn't storm flip him.
I didn't understand anything you just said. But wouldn't you rather go see the hilarious new movie Half Brothers with your uncle?
Are there superheroes in it?
No, it's about two very different half brothers who are forced on a road trip together, masterminded by their ailing father to understand his mysterious past.
Is the father really a superhero?
No! I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I don't think so. Anyway, how's school?
My boy Nelson showed his butt to everyone on Zoom during our virtual English class.
Nelson sounds like a fun and potentially problematic friend.
Why aren't you married yet, Uncle Jamie? You just seem really old to still be single.
I'm not single, all right? I'm currently in a very committed on and off relationship. Which is off at the moment. But when she starts taking my calls again, it'll be back on.
My mom said I only needed to talk to you for like a minute because she felt bad that you were so desperate for guests.
Tell my sister, your mother, that this is a segment about interviewing family members, okay? We get cool guests all the time.
All right, well, Nelson is texting me to play Fortnite. He's asking if I have any extra chug splash, but I'm already running low on slurp juice.
It's like you're speaking a different language.
All right, I'm out. See you Thanksgiving, Uncle Janet.
Yeah, maybe not. Well, it's free food, so definitely yes. And LOLs, check out the hilarious and heartfelt new movie, Half Brothers, in theaters December 4th. Get your tickets at halfbrotherstickets.com.
It's the Latinos Out Loud podcast.
All right, guys. Well, this is the part of the show where we interview someone amazing. And today we're not going to do that.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. What was that?
Yeah, we're going to switch things up, guys.
What?
Oh, yeah. I had a bunch of questions ready to ask whoever that we were going to have.
Well, yeah. We do have guests, but they're not your typical kind of guest.
Uh-oh, Rachel. What? I think I know. I think I know where this is leading.
Mm-mm.
Your guests tonight are... Frank and I.
Okay.
We're the guests. Lord. We're the guests. Jamie's going to ask us questions. You know what, guys? Yeah, we don't have a guest booked, okay? Yeah, maybe something happened at the last minute where we had no guests. Okay? We're trying to be creative here. And we know that we don't really talk about ourselves all that much. So do you really know us?
Okay. Well, look, I did have all these random questions I was going to ask to this unknown guest. So I guess, you know, I don't want to waste them. So we can make it work. That's a good idea, Rachel. I can ask you and Frank. Mind you, these are interview questions I found online. So these are very specific to job interviews.
Oh.
But they're useful because these are that type of questions that really make you, you know, find out a lot about the person, right?
Well, this will be interesting. According to my dad, I don't have a job. So maybe, you know, this will be something.
So these will help you get one. Maybe you have the questions, and maybe if you answer it a certain way tonight, you can clean it up for the actual job interview, you know?
Okay. That sounds good.
Frank, are you down?
Yeah, it sounds scary, but let's do it.
Yeah, right? It's like truth or dare, but like no dare.
Look, you know, you have the freedom to like not answer them. You know, you can give a no comment. You have the freedom to give a super quick answer. You know, you don't have to, or you have the freedom to really, you know, give us an answer that has a lot of meat on the bone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go in depth with it too.
Could we pass the question? Like, let's say I don't want to answer, but I want Frank to answer it. Can I pass it to Frank?
There are no rules in this episode. This episode is ruleless.
Yes, wow. I am game. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Yeah. You know, this is a steel cage match of questions. Wow. So,
and then we're going to obviously do it to you at some point, right?
Right. Whenever we don't have a guest in another future episode.
Okay.
We can do this to me. But so I think this is going to be interesting.
Can we call it something?
You're good with naming things, Rachel. What do you want to call it?
Get to know LOL.
Wow.
I like it.
It's like basic.
That. It's catchy. It's basic, but in a way that people will remember. I think it'll work. I was going for learning about LOL, but it was going to be like LOL.
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 LOL. It's fine. Let's let the listeners decide.
No, I like yours. Mine's is cute when you put the words together, but actually learning about LOL, like that just means learning about Latinos Out Loud. Like, it's not specific enough. Is it learning about us or the podcast itself?
True.
You know, so.
Go to our website if you want to learn about us. It's latinosoutloud.com. We are latinosoutloud.com, just FYI.
Okay, look. So let's start out. Let's start, Jamie.
Can we get some like game show or some kind of music in the background?
Yeah, we need something.
Yeah. So if we can get our editor to do that. And if you don't hear music on this episode, because the editor ignored us. Damn! So, guys.
Oof.
Frank, I'm going to start with you. And this could be this could be even a test question, all right? Mm-hmm. Just to get the blood boy going a little bit. Are you more of a hunter or a gatherer?
Hunter. That's simple. I'm from New York. I'm a hunter. I've been hunted. I hunt people. I've hunted people.
Hunt people. Wow. That sounds cool.
Yeah. I'm a New Yorker.
I think used to be a bounty hunter back in the day.
Perhaps. I was born and raised in Manhattan, near Harlem, like, you know, Washington Heights, all day, you know, grew up in the 70s, you know, 80s crack era. You know how we do it.
They were like, Frank, I need you to find somebody for me. It's like, yeah, all
right. Yep, I'll hunt them down. I'll find them. If the money's right, hell yeah. I grind all day, all night.
You see, we already learned something about Frank we never would have known if we didn't ask him.
Yeah, that's good. I may need your services at some point.
Okay, Rachel, now the next question is for you.
Mm.
If you could be any animal in the world, what animal would you be and why?
Ooh. Wow.
I would have to be a lion.
Ooh.
Yeah, jungle, you know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm such a typical Leo that I think my true animal embodiment is that of a lion.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think lions, every time I go to the zoo, lions are just always chilling. Like the main one, he's just always yawning, like not moving, not doing anything. I think I could also be a lion, but not for the king of the jungle, for like the lazy guy in the jungle.
I'm cool. I feel like I could take that role, even though I'm not. I ended up answering the question as well. So it's, look, we're all, you're still finding out about me, even though I'm asking. Yeah. But me and Rachel would both be lions.
What about you, Frank? What animal would you be?
Me? Shit. I'll be a hyena. I like the whole crew shit, running after people and fucking motherfuckers up. I like all that shit.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That's my shit. But Rachel, I see the lion.
Don't hyenas like to laugh? So you like to laugh.
Right, right. While you're doing mayhem, you laugh. You know what I mean? It's some crazy shit. But I see the lion in you, girl. I see the lion in you. I kind of... Yeah, I see it.
Okay, let's go. Another interview question, okay? Uh-huh. You're Frank, you're a new addition to the crayon box. What color would you be and why?
I'll be black, because everything started from black. All races, everything, creeds, everything started from the color black. Started from Africa, so I would start with black.
Ooh, okay.
Yep. Black, yeah. No, you can't get any other color from black. Everything starts from the color black. So I'll start from the color black, from the beginning.
All right, getting deep in that crayon box, damn.
Yeah, very deep, yeah, definitely.
Rachel?
I'm more of a periwinkle kind of girl.
What's that?
It's like a creamy blue, you know?
Crayola makes periwinkle?
Unless they stop, but they used to when I was a kid. You know, they come out with new crayons every year, right? So, like, the newest crayon is also a blue, and it's got a very catchy name. The 2020 or is it 2019? Whatever the last crayon that was introduced, it's called Blutiful.
Is that like a baby blue, Rachel?
Periwinkle? Yeah, I think it's like a baby blue.
Okay, yep. I love that color. That's a very nice color.
That sounds like the nerdy kid in class. Hi, I'm Periwinkle. Hey, and then Frank will just, like, as a hyena, will just pick on him the whole time. Yo, I'm a beat your ass, Periwinkle.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Frank, if you really want to know what periwinkle looks like, it's like the color your skin turns after you punch somebody. It's like that black and blue. It's that blue. Maybe you're familiar with that.
Yeah, definitely. Of course.
All right, that's cool. It's good to know. Rachel, this is a music question. What's your favorite 90s jam? I guess this is something they would ask in an interview. This is part of the... This is on that site of interview questions. I guess some managers want to know what your favorite 90s jam is. Interesting.
Wow.
If I was on a job interview, I probably wouldn't be truthful, because what I really want to say is, you know, some shit like don't believe the hype. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Or, don't believe the hype. You know, something like that. Or like, I don't know. But if I were on an interview, I would say probably something off the Ace of Base album, you know?
Ooh, like, okay.
You should hire me because I'm a sign. I saw the sign, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
A good sign. I don't know, something there. Like, you have to answer it like as if you were on an interview, I guess, right? Like something positive.
Interesting.
Or definitely wouldn't be All That She Wants Is Another Baby off of the Ace of Base
album. Yeah, I think the sign one is good. I saw the sign.
Okay.
You know, or you know, you could change the words. I saw the job listing and I opened up my eyes.
I saw the job listing. You know, life is demanding. I love their accents, they were so raw.
Lives a lonely life.
Yes, yo. Not for nothing, and it's so twisted, but that really became my anthem when I wanted the second baby. I would sing that to Edgar, like, all that she wants is another baby. That would not turn him on and get him ready for sex, by the way. I just want to clear that up. In my head, it did, or it would, but it didn't.
Oh, shit.
Frank, I guess we can just, you know, let's get both of y'all to answer, or let's get all of us to answer. Frank, what was your... favorite 90s jam?
90s jam, I'm gonna be honest with you. You're gonna be surprised. I mean, obviously, coming from New York, I was into the rap and, you know, the house music. But a group that still tugs at my heart is called Depeche Mode. I went to like 7 of their concerts, and they were huge in the 90s, man. They were the it shit coming from Europe back in the days, man. Depeche Mode is the shit. As a matter of fact, they were just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, like I think a month ago or two.
Wow.
So yeah, Depeche Mode is my group, man.
Well, my favorite song of Depeche Mode is Enjoy the Silence.
Enjoy the Silence.
And that was 1990 that came out. So that was they let off the 90s with that jam.
Right, right.
All I ever wanted, all I ever needs, and was you. My life.
Yeah, you guys got it. Wow.
We're like really we're ruining the British accent
this
episode. Hopefully no British listeners are offended. I'm gonna throw in my two cents. My jam in the 90s definitely had to be Hey Lover from LL Cool J featuring Boyz II Men.
What?
I used to love that jam.
Oh, that was the shit.
It was like Boyz II Men in a hip hop song with LL. Like it was just like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
It just went well.
It's a good like rap storyteller. Like that was really just him talking throughout the whole thing. It's like, you know, it was just you and me. Like it's just a whole, you know, I don't know the lyrics, but it's just like a recount of an episode with LL. And yes, I was listening intently. Hello, LL.
He used to lick his lips all the time.
He still does that. He was hosting like the Grammys a couple years back, and I was like, "Could you stop? Could you stop licking your lips so you can, you know, introduce the next presenter?"
Why, Jamie?
Ladies love Cool J. I mean, LL had a lot of hits in the 90s.
Word.
And a lot of hits for the ladies.
Oh yeah.
Because the rap slow song is not always effective. Sometimes it just comes off cheesy, but he found a great, you know, he had the formula to really make a really good, you know, rap, you know, kind of, what do you call it? A ballad, right? His rap ballads were second to none. His rap ballads were second to none. I mean, he started with I Need Love. That was his first one.
Ooh, I Need Love.
That was 80s. Yeah. That's not even a 90s jam, that's 80s. But Hey Lover was really great. You know, he smoked too much. You smoked too many blunts, right?
Get it,
Jay. I like that song because he was very much, he was talking shit about the girls, the guy that she was with already. Mm-hmm. You know, he drinks too much. That was it. He drinks too much and smokes too many blunts. And at that part, when I heard it, I didn't drink or smoke, you know?
Right.
I wasn't even like a preteen. I was just like, yeah, your man does drink too much and smoke too many blunts. And I don't. And I'm the better choice.
Yeah, and hey, lover, this is more than a crush. So, what's up?
Yeah.
This is more than a crush. It's becoming creepy. That's what's happening. Okay, all right. That was a fun question.
Fun.
Wow.
A couple more questions, you know. A couple more questions because I'm still not done, you know, learning about you.
Wow. About
you guys. Okay, guys, now we're going to do lightning round.
Oof.
You know. Because we've really given some really good in-depth answers, but now this is just going to be top of your head quick. Okay. Frank.
Yeah.
What was the last gift you gave someone?
God damn, it's been a minute. I was taking care of my moms, man. I buy my moms. My mom is my number one lady, man. I hook her up all the time. My mom's. Maybe flowers. I bought her something at Macy's. I don't know.
Okay.
Gift her all day, all night.
Rachel, if you get rid of one state, what state would it be and why?
Wyoming, because in the beginning of it, it's why. So there's your answer. That made no sense.
Hey, what's the funniest thing that happened to you recently?
To me?
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know where to start. Damn. What's the funniest thing that happened to me recently?
Oh, forget funny. Forget funny, because you can't answer that. Let's go dark. What would your eulogy say?
Ooh.
Oh, doom. Conspiracy.
Okay. That's very short and sweet and to the point. Rachel, how would you sell hot chocolate in Florida in the summer?
Naked.
Wow.
Or did you mean the hot chocolate recipe? I think I answered it pretty well.
No, yeah, you answered it right. Your marketing skills came very effective there.
Thank you.
Last questions, guys. Frank, if you had a time machine, would you travel to the future or back to the past?
Ooh. To the future. I don't want to know about the past.
And Rachel, if you had to work but you didn't need the money, what would you do?
Oh, come on.
Oof. Hey, watch out.
I didn't need the money? That's so hard for me to understand. What? That's the first hurdle. Okay, now what would I do? I would have to do just volunteer efforts nonstop. I would do stuff for our community and like on some like Miss Universe stuff, like just travel the world and help people.
Dang, sounds like the shit.
So all the hard work that Miss Universe has to do, pretty much.
Yeah, like the volunteer stuff. Hell yeah. I want to like build houses and like, you know, stuff.
Wow.
Like that. No, dead ass. Come on, if you don't need the money, you out there listening and you don't need the money, don't you think you should be helping people?
Yeah, I like, this is a great answer to end on too, because it's going to keep people, leave people with a positive message, you know?
Right.
I'm glad we didn't end with the eulogy, Frank's eulogy thing. Doom. Right.
That would have been dark, exactly.
Doom, also, Frankspiracy.
It, you know, Giving Tuesday, right, was last week, but you don't need Giving Tuesday to give people. There's a lot of people and organizations in need right now. We shout a few of them out on our socials. We continue to work with other organizations. So hit us up if you want to know where you can give to.
That was a beautiful thing you guys put on the social media, all those businesses on, was it Black Friday, the small businesses?
On Small Business Saturday, you can always count on yours truly to get on Instagram and shout out the small businesses that support us and that have supported us along the way. And then there are some that we haven't worked with yet, but that we salute. So you can always catch on our Instagram story every Small Business Saturday, basically a shopping guide of where to shop and how to support small Latinx-owned businesses.
Dope.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Dope.
All right.
Guys, I think this is a good first test of this sort of episode. You know, I think we can do more interview questions. Or any type of questions. You know, maybe next time we can play Truth or Dare or Spin the Bottle. Well, maybe not Spin the Bottle.
Wait, I don't know.
Yeah, Rachel, not a good idea.
I could make out with my blow-up doll. That I'm willing to do. Because it's not foreign to me.
Get it out of the closet and then make, you know, bring it out.
Well, I don't really need to dust it off.
So, you know, it was good, though. It was an interesting episode, I think. I think the fans... Hey, you listeners out there, if you want to have more episodes like this where we just interview each other for shits and gigs, let us know. And if you have ideas for questions we can ask each other, let us know that too, because we value your opinion.
Wow.
All right. So I guess that's the end of this episode. We hope you liked it. It was fun.
All right, y'all.
Thank you, guys.
We're out.
Bye-bye.